What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.
Oi, the boys on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language, and sometimes tales are quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Right about now, usually on Wednesdays, we have a hilarious and creative opening from JC, but JC is unavailable today, so let's ad-lib one, shall we? Okay, Jimmy, you start.
Hey, my name's John Herdman, and I got a new job. It's New Zealand. I'm going to be coaching for New Zealand.
I've heard worse impersonations of John than that. I mean,
it's not bad, eh? Some. For longer, I'm a horrible impressionist. But
an impressionist would be a painter, I think.
That's true.
Shorty
a impersonator.
A go-gay.
A little bit of that stuff.
Yeah, I tell you what, though. I mean, I thought there was some time this morning. I thought today was going to be one of those monumental days in Canadian soccer. And I tell you what, I'll be completely up front, okay, with my day. All right, so the news comes down that this report that John Herdman is leaving, or perhaps leaving Canada for New Zealand, right? So I rush into work, and I write this story, and I get the guys in early and record this great chat. Meanwhile, CBC have called me for a couple of interviews, and they're coming down to meet me at my place of work to do an interview about, you know, the situation. And I'm thinking, man, this is great and all. You know, I love these kind of newsy days. But this story could definitely has legs. It could definitely change and could be completely different. And literally within about 20 minutes of CBC leaving and me finishing this other thing at Homestand Sports is when the statements came down. There's no story. John's staying. He's not going to New Zealand. And I thought, what a wasted bloody morning. But I really enjoyed it too. It's good to get into that kind of newsy vibe, right? But a crazy one nonetheless, Craig. A crazy, crazy morning. And I guess it's being put to bed, but I'm sorry. There was something there, and they won't admit to it right now. But I don't know how close John came to leaving Canada. I don't know whether he used this as leverage for a new deal. I don't know how blindsided the Canada soccer was over this. But this wasn't just bad reporting from New Zealand, I don't think. There's way more to it.
Well, it's obvious that he mentioned in the statement that New Zealand was mentioned. So it's been leaked somewhere. But I think from the CSA's point of view, they didn't think anyone was going to come out. I think it did blindside them from that standpoint. So it was like, oh, what the? Like, there's no problem here. You know, we got this under control. John's not going anywhere. And all of a sudden, there's a bunch of people getting out there just clickbait everywhere.
That's what it
but
was,
it wasn't
right?
Clickbait. So, guys, I was the one who saw the story. Someone had tweeted it, and I went down the hole, and I read the whole story at 12:15 last night. So quarter after 12, I'm the only one up, and I send this out to you guys, and I go, could midday news in New Zealand? And it from this real hub, and he's got the story, and they were talking, and the only thing not signed were the contracts. So to your point, Charms, conversations happened. How serious the conversation is, you never know. But to your point, you know, John Herdman's contract, I think it was a 5-year. I've been trying to track it down. This is his time to negotiate, is it not? He's playing the right game. He's playing chess. CSA, they're playing They're playing those dart games from 1978 that got.
Remember when he signed up for the men's team? Remember that? Yeah. There was talk about England women's team coming and offering him a job, right? So this isn't out of character. And it, like Wunga says there, Jimmy, if this is what happened, he's playing the game. It's what you do in professional sports, right? You use one team, one club, one nation against the other.
If look at people that have been around the game a long time, you know, when it comes to negotiation, all the rumors and stories start coming out, don't they? And it's so hard to keep things a secret. And sometimes just magically, you know, these rumors start coming out and it starts helping you in negotiations as well, because all of a sudden now, oh boy, it's in the headliners. This country wants me and that country wants me. So you're going to pay me, say, for instance, $1 million. Well, give me two and I'll stay. It's all part of the negotiations. It happens all the time in football. All the time.
And you look at John's situation, he couldn't be in a better one, really, if he's looking for a little pay rise, is that he's got the nation on his side. The CSA certainly don't. So they're right behind it before this even starts. So, but by all accounts, it was all really done behind the scenes. But you know what, like you said, it leaked and somebody in the New Zealand FA picked up on it. But at the same time, he's under contract. He's not supposed to talk to other nations. And they're not supposed to approach him. That's breach. Like it's
and no one does that, right, Craig?
Well, they yeah, exactly. But they basically talked about it. It's like, oh yeah,
we talked.
Yeah,
yes, you can talk.
Offers everywhere.
You can talk with anyone though, right? Casually, you know, just have a little chat. Like for example, Jimmy could be talking to the Football Ramble. You know, a much better podcast from UK, very popular. You know, casually, and they could say, hey, Jimmy, so you're enjoying your time in Footy Prime? You could say, yeah, it's great, you know, but hey, who knows what the future holds, right? It's casual. That's not an official negotiation, but it can be just dropped there very casually, right, Jimmy?
Well, you've got to be careful with your words as well, though, don't you, really? Because even though it is casual, there's certain words that are trigger words that get you really started into negotiation. Negotiations just don't have to be about money, do they? You know, it could be those discussions about, hey, you know, are you interested in coming? Or, you know, maybe if there was something there, would you end up coming? And, you know, so you're enticing those conversations that you're legally you're not meant to be doing.
Let's get it right. Remember my old agent, Gary Bale's agent, Jonathan Barnett. Remember the Cole situation with him trying to get away from Arsenal and go to Chelsea?
Yeah.
And they were seen and spotted in restaurants together. And,
oh, Ashley Cole. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And you can't say, oh, what were you talking about? Oh, just grabbing a coffee.
But this all kind of made sense, too. Like, he has that history with the women's team in New Zealand. You know, it's not like this was the story had it all right. There was nothing when we were all on our dark web chatting about it. If this had come through, none of us would have been surprised.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I mean, I don't think
me,
about
for me. I know what you're saying because he's got such history.
No, surprise that it's true. Surprise right, that like, right. I'm not saying him leaving, but all the things lining up. And if he had this choice and he said yes to it, hadn't signed the contracts, all of us would have said, okay, that kind of makes sense.
I wouldn't know. Simply because I get the history, but that would have been a huge step backwards in his career, right? Going from Canada to New Zealand. New Zealand's 105th ranked team in the world, right? Canada's 53rd. New Zealand is playing the Solomon Islands and Fiji and Tahiti in qualifying for World Cups, right? Canada's playing USA, Mexico, Honduras. Canada's just on a deal with CONMEBOL to play in Copa America in 2024. You know, Canada, as much as we're a growing football nation, we know that, and I'm not saying by any stretch we are a football nation, but there's so much more opportunity, I think, in Canada from a footballing standpoint than there is in New Zealand with respect to them. That would be a huge step backwards.
Is there less pressure, James?
That's not why he'd be going at all. It wouldn't be going because he's thinking about a backward step. He'd be going because Oceania is going to get at least one spot to the World Cup. So New Zealand's going. There is that.
But so is Canada, though. You know,
so is Canada. But maybe, you know, if they offered him, threw the bank at him. And he's been there before. I think his son was born there.
He plays for the U-20s.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. And maybe he thought, you never know. Yes, it would have surprised me a little bit, but on the other hand, I'm knowing him as well as I do is from that standpoint, it wouldn't have surprised me. Because he's always thinking about not only the team and opportunity and that, he's thinking about his family. Number one. Remember, we talked about his family. He didn't want to pull his daughter around like he pulled his son around. So, you know, yeah, moving back to New Zealand would be doing that again, but they're also familiar with it. So,
Jimmy, you mentioned there is less pressure in New Zealand. You're asking than Canada as a football coach or more?
Yeah, I'm asking. What do you think?
That's a really good question because, and I'm going to sound hypocritical here by saying, you know, Canada's more of a football culture than New Zealand. But the fact of the matter is New Zealand love their sports. They love their sports more than Canada does. Mm. I think there would be pressure there. You tell me, though. You know the football scene better than me. I would say there might be more pressure over there than over here.
Well, they're going to qualify, though. They're going to win Oceania. And that's a guaranteed spot to the World Cup. And, okay, you get to the World Cup.
And then you crash out in three games without scoring a goal. I think there's way. Don't you think there's more potential? I mean, maybe I'm just holding Canada at unrealistic.
No, you're absolutely right. If you're looking at the team too that they have and the core of the team that's going to be available in 26 and through this Copa and Gold Cup, and hey, listen, they should be going all out for these tournaments. Let's try and win fucking something.
Yeah,
won anything for 22 years? There's only two things we can win generally, and that is a World Cup, which is obviously very difficult. And the Gold Cup, and we've only ever done that once.
Yeah.
So overall, was it a good day for Canadian soccer? You know, we now know, well, as far as we know today, everyone seems happy on the surface, at least publicly. John Herdman is going nowhere. As Nick Bontis and Earl Cochran said, you know, he's got the backing of the board. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Herdman either, but.
But I mean, is it a good day for Canadian football or is it just another confounding day for Canadian football?
No, it's good. I think there's some stability within the association. And that's one thing that John's brought for more than a decade is stability to the program.
Yeah.
And it's if he leaves, day. Oh my God.
It's imagine? A good day too to get mentioned that CSA, that Canada Soccer, that John Herdman are having media. Like our whole day has been about Canada Soccer in the middle of first of February. And we're not talking about the Raptors. We're not talking about NHL. You know, it's the Super Bowl, Tom Brady, geez, second to Tom Brady retiring for the 18th time. You know, he got headlines today. It's great.
Wonga, can I interrupt you there? Sorry. I hate to say this, but there's going to be some pretty pissed off people as well today because the She Believes Cup, which is a legitimate tournament in women's soccer.
Yeah.
Canada announced their squad today. And Beth Priestman was talking today at 2:00 about the squad. And yet the men's team is dominating the headlines today, overshadowing that. Uh-oh.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying they're going to be pissed off, and rightly so, right? This year is a Women's World Cup year, right? There's a warm-up tournament, an important warm-up tournament with news coming down today in a press conference. And then this breaks this morning. They won't be happy about it, the women's side of things, and nor should they be.
Yeah, but look, Sharms, let's also keep in mind that, you know, they're building up to World Cup. We're going to be talking so much about this women's national team. We haven't really heard anything prior about the men's team, and all of a sudden, it's headline news. You've got to talk about it.
Yeah.
You've got to talk about it. And believe me, the women are going to have an awful lot of coverage. We're going to be talking an awful lot about this national team and the squad. Hmm. It's just timing.
And he's also part of the program, like complete program. Yeah. He's you know, what do we like? He's part of the fabric of the CSA and the women's program, whether he's a coach there or not. She's complete control, but, you know, it's all part of it.
Still no CBA, by the way.
No CBA.
It's gone pretty quiet, hasn't it?
This is a mess still, right?
It sounds like let's be honest. A lawyer's dream to me.
Oh, the hours those guys are charging right now. Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, the guys know and everybody involved, the women, that they're going to get a bill. And if it's a guy that I think that's looking after it, he's been known to give some multi-million dollar bills out. So I hope they know what they signed.
And I hope they realize that every phone call and every email, it's cha-ching, cha-ching.
I thought it would be done by now, to be honest with you, but I just have heard nothing. I've heard nothing at all. I haven't been looking into it too deeply, quite honestly.
Mm. Now, the United States took 6 years to really get to the signing of that CBA.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, that was a huge deal too, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like ridiculous. That was going to take some time when you start talking about money like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems as if the important parts have been agreed upon, right? The revenue split 50-50, yeah. Essentially.
It doesn't seem that difficult to me. I think you're just working on percentages, right?
Well, I mean, remember before the World Cup, the old image rights issue came up and Fonzie signed his deal and...
Yeah.
But it's just gone dead quiet.
Yeah, dead I know. Quiet. Seems like, okay, you got that guy. He was the first one you should get done.
Yeah.
And then the rest would fall and you get it all organized. And
yeah. You know. Although, and they've offered Fonzie, did you see Fonzie on the bench today in the cup in Germany? Obviously, we all talked about this. João Cancelo from City joining Bayern Munich. Cancelo, known for playing on the left side at Man City. Now he can play the right side as well. We'll see where he settles at Bayern Munich. But it did make me think about a bit of competition there for Fonzie. And he's on the bench today. Fonzie comes off the bench, 70th minute, scores a goal. There's your competition right there, sunshine.
Yeah, step but the thing is too, Sharm, sometimes, you know, as clubs, when you start reading the writing on the wall, when you've got a player that's playing quite well and he's getting some interest, and you could maybe sell him, you get your backup ready. So maybe they will look at doing a deal with Real Madrid, which has been talked about in the past.
And that's what I was thinking.
Then we got a left back already in place we can cover.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
Guys, Christ almighty, enough speculation on Canadian soccer for one day. now it's Fonzie going to Real Madrid. Let's start one, shall we?
One thing about Fonzie, he's going to end up just fine.
I think he'll be just okay, yeah?
He'll be A-okay.
He's a different level. He's
a bit like John, right? You're sitting back thinking, you know what? In the end, it's going to work out just fine. One way or the other.
Yeah, well, John would be golden as well.
There's some virtually pretty new or unknown players moving around, like the one they just signed at Chelsea that there's not somebody in many people in England have even watched him play other than the World Cup, which he did not start.
All right. So how many people in England would have recognized Enzo Fernandez before the World Cup and said, oh, there he is. There's Enzo Fernandez.
Yeah.
He played the third. Seven? When he played the third game, I think Argentina changed their midfield up. All three opening games. And then he played all the games, but it wasn't like he was like, you know, something that's like, it was like fucking Pele or something. You know what I mean? Like it.
Yeah.
130 million dollars.
Saying that, he's been at Benfica for 7 months, something like that. And he's lucky he's been there because when he was like at River in South America, if they had beaten a team, they would have gone into the championship and he wouldn't have been available till January. As it happens, he was available early, lucky for Benfica. What a team, by the way, for finding these freaking gems. Eh?
Incredible, isn't it?
Oh, the amount of money they make.
And they just flog them to Chelsea for obscene amounts of money. That's what they're
in a completely different world, Benfica.
And Sporting.
Because they don't get the big TV deal, but they want to compete at the top end or try to compete in Champions League and Europa League, which they actually do on a regular basis. Yeah. They don't embarrass themselves. And the teams flip, 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 flip.
I think it's what Brighton are trying to be, isn't it? And doing a pretty damn good job of it right now.
Yeah, you have to be expecting that when your players hit a certain level at Brighton, that it's the reality of the place. Like unless you're deciding to take it, you know, to a different level.
But you're right, though, because the Benficas, the Ajaxes of the world, there's a few of those teams, Sporting, Porto, they just keep going through these cycles, don't they? And they're always at or near the top of their leagues within these cycles, and they sell players and they're always replacing them. You know, in England, there really isn't that team, right? West Ham was it for a while, but not for some time.
Well, Southampton.
Yeah, but look at them. I mean, they've struggled there, haven't they, in recent years? They're not really contending for a championship, though, ever.
No, they're not contending, right? But they're the club that develops very, very well, and then they end up flipping players all the time. You look at the players that have come through that system.
Although they're spending money now, aren't they? They spend a ton of money this week.
They're spending money, but still their academy is ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference between even the bottom end of the Premier League. The distribution of the Premier League is really quite equal. Yeah. More fairly spread out compared to like Spain. I mean, Laren is, those guys, I can't imagine their TV deal would be minuscule because they all do their individual deals.
Well, La Liga is demanding
Real Madrid.
An investigation, right? La Liga, the head came out yesterday and said that the Premier League are just cheats and they're just finding essentially loopholes how to make this stuff work. And here in Spain, we only allow our teams to spend what they make. It's like, well, yeah, very recently, up until then, you didn't give a shit.
Yeah, until you got your hands slapped.
Well, that's a problem. And it's actually, as much as they've mismanaged these clubs financially, that's kind of the worrying thing, is because they're still giants in the game. And you know what they're doing? When I put out about, look at the Premier League spending. I mean, it is the Super League. The Premier League is the Super League, and it's a little bit dangerous. I know it's cyclical, but this seems a little bit different, where these teams are so desperate right now that they're going to keep that Super League open. And we know the Americans in the Premier League, we know they're the ones that would do it in a heartbeat. So I don't
know.
The power of the Premier League, and it's my favorite league and I got a soft spot for it, it needs some equality somewhat around all the other leagues. And obviously that's very difficult because these other countries and rules and legal, situations that they're in is much different. So it's hard to, do something like if the NFL want to do something or the NHL, it's easy because the laws in two countries, you can figure it out. But, a salary cap, never going to happen.
It's just jealousy, right? Yeah. It's just jealousy because, one second. Wong is like feverishly trying to gesticulate towards me.
Sorry, only because we're talking. I don't want you guys to jump out of the subject. And so Wonger's mail sack, one of the questions, our friend Kerry Ryan. So here's the big question. What Jan transfer move surprised you the most?
Surprised us the most.
Yeah, like which one did you go?
Right, wow, I'll go on for you.
Yeah.
Keylor Navas to Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah. That's one. I tell you what, right? I would love to be sitting in that dress room just having a little giggle, because all these players and these new players that they brought in on loan and signed, they've had to get rid of other players. So half the team must be sitting in that dress room going, oh, shit, who's next? Gaffer comes in. You out. You're going on loan. You're going here.
Yeah.
Nobody knows if they're
no stability, right? I mean, they're trying to get stability, right? But
Because they had to get rid of players in order to bring players in.
Yeah, they got to think of that, Jimmy. I mean, that dressing room, the reason why they got to where they are now is because of that dressing room and that team and that, and they're all gone and they're just trying to buy. And
28, it's like, Craig, 28 players have come in since the summer. That's a squad.
Yeah.
28. I mean, they didn't have a choice, right? Because all those loan deals and that. But I mean, you've got to give Steve Cooper credit, Jimmy, to be where they're at right now. They're above the drop zone. At least they were last time it looked, right?
No, they're. Yeah.
Yeah. They're on a bit of a run right now. I mean, he's working wonders there.
Yeah, he's doing well. I mean, they're getting quality in. It's like we said before. Yeah. I mean, it's a hell of a job having all those players and then just trying to get the best out of them and trying to get them to play your style of football. You believe in your philosophy. And keep in mind, like these players are just coming in. You don't know much about them.
Fuck, he doesn't know their names.
No.
He's like, hey, you.
Hey, you, number 25.
The Spanish guy.
Yeah.
The Greek guy. Oh, Christ.
Yeah. You can imagine him walking down a corridor and shaking players' hands and be like, sorry, who are you, son?
You know, it probably reminds me a bit. Wonga, you probably remember this, JC, like when, I'm not sure if you guys went, Wonga did, went away to school, to university, right? When you walk into that residence or a co-op I was living in for the first day, and you're like, you don't know anyone, and you're like, you're shaking hands and you're checking out girls, and you're, you know, it's so exciting. It's such an amazing time of your life. It's
amazing.
Oh my God, I miss it so much.
And I didn't get to live in a residence, but I remember going to visit my friend in the residence and just going, dude, this is spectacular.
You had a dungeon somewhere.
Yeah, there's like 3,000 people jammed into three apartments, yeah, basically. Oh. And you have to hang out together.
I lived in a place called Neil Wisett Cooperative on Gerard Street.
Yes.
Jarvis and Church. You know it, JC?
Oh, I know it well.
Yep.
Very, very well.
Times we had. And basically, there's apartments, just like 4 or 5 bedroom apartments. And you just move in and it's luck of the draw. And I'm still friends with some friends from that first year now. Right. It's just, it was brilliant. But yeah, such fun. I can smell the dank squalor right now. And oh, I miss it so much.
Good Don't times. You think that you actually grow up more doing that than you do actually the school part of things?
Oh, the school was just the aside,
right?
It was an inconvenience.
Yeah. School was about obligation.
My daughter
school goes was to, just obligation, right?
Goes to Queens and Kingston, and she's with like there's 6 or 8 girls in the place. Great group of girls. But they first get there, they're just a sack of shit. Like they can't get the garbage sorted out. They're 3 weeks in, the garbage is piling up. Nobody's doing the dishwashers. And then they finally figure it out. It's like, oh, I got to figure this shit out. So they did a calendar and you have to do this on what days. And it's just like real life shit. Cause now mom and dad aren't fucking doing it for you.
No, they're like ex-footballers.
Wait a second. Yeah. Craig, how's your garbage bed? How's your bed made of garbage?
Do as I say.
You can see your closet's nice and tidy.
There's a dead cat.
Cat died 3 weeks ago. Three weeks ago.
Craig's using it as a pillow.
Stay in there.
He's using a dead cat as a pillow.
Still got a heartbeat.
No wonder Cheyenne figured that out so late.
Nearly killed the thing. I tell you what.
You are right, though.
My fat cat broke my my therapy light.
No. How did he break it?
Well, fuck. She's massive. And she ran by the cord and pulled it off the wall. And the cord bent. And now I can't get the cord in. And it just and it broke off inside. It's all fucked up.
That's the fattest cat I've ever seen. Like, what do you feed it? That's not cat food, man. That is
everything.
That's roast dinners and everything.
Hey, she annoys me. I'm just like, you want to be fat?
You just want
to be sane? I'd rather be sane and have a fat cat than have to put her on a diet. She'd be bugging me all the time for food.
So we're going to have to do a GoFundMe. A GoFundMe for Craig's new vitamin D therapy light.
Yeah. But do you think the cat walks by the mirror and is like, fucking hell, Greg, look at what you fucking done to me.
I got one of those. I got those thin mirrors for her.
Dad, look at it. 2 years ago, I was like a model. Look at me now.
Oh, no, that thin mirror. She walks by it. She looks like.
You've made me fat, foul. Daddy.
You've enabled me.
I'm disgusted with myself.
Yeah. Especially when she can't clean her ass.
Do you have to clean her ass for her?
That's all over your bed sheets.
Kinda.
Do you clean it the same way that she does?
we're gonna have to get that cat a bidet like I have.
Yeah.
Comes full circle. Teach that cat how to poop on the toilet. Just like meet the Fockers.
A GoFundMe page for Craig to get a therapy light. We gotta find Craig a woman.
Ooh, we should have a dating everything. Coach. We should have a dating coach on here and tell us how the divorce guys have to date.
Mm-hmm. Can we do that? Maybe Amy can fill that void as a coach.
A dating coach.
Yeah. Change the skew of the show. Give us a little more to talk about.
So slowly shift from sports, from soccer to like just lifestyle and personal coaching.
Well, if any crew of people need a life coach, the five of us could probably use a life coach.
We're not.
I would love to sit down with a dating coach. I want to hear all about that one.
Yeah, how does that work? I don't know. I think there's
going to get a chat up line.
Yeah.
There are those idiots that have those you can sign up for those, I guess, workshops online, and like guys who teach you to have game and stuff. Have you seen this stuff?
No.
Oh, I've seen it. It's something. Yeah. It sounds just pathetic.
I think that's the problem with this group we got now, the age group in this generation, is that they've got no fucking social skills. They're just on their fucking phone and they can't match anything on there because all the pictures are filtered. Everybody looks a million bucks and their lives are shit. And they're not shit. They're just normal as everybody else, but they can't see it.
Everything pales in comparison, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody posts. They post the best of themselves.
He sounds like a dating coach.
He does. Craig could be a dating coach.
Craig's talking into the mirror right now.
Yeah, exactly. People like you, and
you're good enough. You're nice enough, and God darn it, people like you.
Yeah, people love you.
How do we go from Nottingham Forest to this?
I don't know. Sorry about that. It was probably my fault. Starkey said that. Hey, I really enjoyed Sunday's This Just In because Wonger didn't derail it or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Like, thanks, Starks.
And man, the mail sackers?
Man, you.
Yeah, there was. There was one more, and it was a fun one. It was
Forces out, by the way.
Yeah, 5-0 aggregate.
It was.
Yeah. They played Newcastle in the Carling Cup, Carabao Cup final.
Fun. Alan Scholes, our buddy from the West Coast. What odd combination of food do you like to make yourself? His is putting peanut butter on the bun with my hot dogs.
What?
Ooh, that's kind of weird.
And then Carrie threw in peanut butter bacon maple burgers are a thing of beauty. So peanut butter seems to go well with that kind of salt.
With everything?
Savory, yeah.
Would it be crunchy peanut butter or smooth?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
It's gotta be smooth.
Do you guys have any weird eating stuff that you throw in there?
I had so many peanut butter banana sandwiches or jam and peanut butter sandwiches when I was in school. I just,
peanut butter banana. Is that a UK thing or a Canadian thing?
I don't know.
I think that's pretty Canadian. I know we grew up with peanut butter banana.
Yeah.
But okay. I've got one weird thing is I like a good boiled egg. And when I have a boiled egg, it's a soft boiled egg. The way in our condiment of choice for a soft boiled egg is oyster sauce in our house. So you put oyster sauce and you use a little spoon and you dip in and you dip into the yolk and it's with toast. It's fantastic.
Oyster sauce is like Asian ketchup, basically, right?
It can be. It's hoisin and oyster sauce are the two, along with soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
So those are your three. That's the trifecta.
That doesn't sound weird to me. That sounds delicious, actually.
It is delicious.
Hey, as JC shows us his ramen noodles he's eating right now.
It's not. It's actually a carbonara that my wife just made.
Oh.
But here's my weird thing is I eat everything with chopsticks. Literally everything with chopsticks. It doesn't taste good to me unless I'm eating it with chopsticks.
Anything.
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 I'm not
cutting steak with it, with the chopstick, but I have to eat things with chopsticks. I cannot stand using a fork.
Why?
I don't know. I just really like the effort, and like it takes a little bit of effort to eat with a fork or a spoon. It's just like shovel it through. I like to challenge myself.
Keeps you
in everything.
If you go to a restaurant, do you bring your own chopsticks?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
Generally, I only go to Asian restaurants.
Like an absolute freak sitting there eating fucking chopsticks at McDonald's.
Well, but it does the trick. It does the trick when I'm lifting up my
fucking Big Mac in there.
It doesn't do the trick.
You just stab
kid, we should get out of here. That guy over there, let's go fucking scaring the shit.
What about when you're eating like a steak or chicken breast? Like you need a knife.
You cut it up.
I'll cut it up and then I'll use my chopsticks.
So you're using the knife's not, you're not foreign to a knife.
No, I like a knife. I like it. I'm not allowed to use knives, but yes, I like a knife.
You'll prepare your meal with a knife and cut up what needs to be cut. And then you will bring out from your purse your chopsticks.
Oh, yeah.
And start eating it.
Yeah.
Do you have them in your back pocket?
He's going to tell us in a second that the doctor said you take all the knives out of the house.
Well, I wasn't going to say it, but you know, they're in the top cupboard. I'm not allowed to go in there.
When you. Go ahead.
Sorry, JC, you came in just a bit late. Sorry. But you had an opening for us. Can we play it halfway through the show? Absolutely. It makes sense.
You know what? Based on what we were talking about, so think about the five of us in a dorm. This opening is absolutely perfect.
Okay, well, I'm going to give me 2 seconds. You guys keep talking. I'll tell you when it's down.
Your first date with your missus, JC.
Yes.
Let's say, I don't know, but let's say you went for dinner. Your first dinner date with your missus.
Okay.
Did you pull out the chopsticks then?
Oh, wait. I just heard, did you pull out?
My audio cut out.
Yeah. I was like, what?
So listen.
Did you pull out? No, of course.
Pull out. It was the first date.
Well, that's why we had to get married.
Yes.
You should have pulled out.
So I'm very strategic when I go out to eat. It's always handheld stuff or Asian food. So I can get around it. You know, I make it work. Otherwise, yeah, I will pull out the chopsticks at the keg. I'm fine with that. And then take the knife home after, which is a true story.
You stole a keg knife?
The night that I proposed to my wife, we went to the keg and we stole my wife when we left. She pulls a knife out of her purse. I'm like, what's, is she going to murder me now? She's like,
no, didn't trust you.
I stole it. It's a memento. Sorry, Mel.
And that knife to this day is like in the kitchen or
frame
on the wall.
Well, it's up on the top where I'm not allowed to go.
All right.
I'm not allowed to play with the knives.
That's so romantic. That's nice.
That reminds
me. What an odd couple.
Yeah.
Don't invite her around the house.
Yeah,
you have nothing to steal anyways, except the big fat cat.
Yeah, I had a buddy in England. I had a buddy in England. His wife was a kleptomaniac.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
she stole stuff.
Yeah, klepto when you steal.
Yeah, and he'd be like driving home to Southampton where he lived from Ipswich, and he'd phone up and like, "Hey, we're missing a pair of sunglasses here." Oh, okay, I'll check her purse.
No way. That was a thing from your own house.
Yeah, these are friends.
Was there anything like sunglasses? Was it all small, or was there like, hey, we're missing $8,000 and a diamond ring? You know, anything like well, that?
If she got to the bank accounts, but she didn't get to any bank accounts. But
yeah, but all the little things add up, Wonger.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, you nick some pots, and you nick a couple of bracelets, and you nick. Yep. Forks,
and you can find Jimmy on Facebook Marketplace. Just find him, Jimmy Brennan, Facebook Marketplace.
I'll tell you what, though, you better be good friends with them, right? For you to keep inviting them back to your house, knowing that she's going to steal.
I said to him, why don't you should just leave shit out right in them open, get it over real quick, right? Let her fill her purse up, then just before you leave.
It's like you'd give her a loot bag at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
here's our watches and
here you go.
Like, do you think if she walked in, right, and you know, just meeting everybody and was just totally honest, by the way, look, laying it on the table, I'm a fucking klepto. All right. Now my hands are gonna drift. When you're not looking, I'm gonna try to put a few things in my pocket and all that. Okay, but I've told you this is what's gonna happen. And if you catch me, I'm sorry.
Pretty good. Be upfront about it, right? Yeah. Be honest.
If not, just send Jeff an email.
Yeah. Because then if they found you, then if they check your purse after you, like, I fucking told you.
Would that be the same if you're like a sex maniac? A sex addict? Say, listen, I'm probably gonna try and fuck your wife tonight. I'm sorry, I apologize, I can't help it. I'm an addict.
Well, maybe if you're a little bit freaky like that, yeah. Hey.
Yeah,
all just, depends on when you're throwing it out there. I'm just being honest.
Yeah. Just so you know, I might try and nail your missus.
Okay, I'm gonna play the opening. I like that.
Hey, you've reached Footy Prime, the podcast. Sorry we couldn't get to the phone, but it's in Dan's front pocket. Leave a message after the beep.
This is Jan calling from Langdon Pharmacy for Mr. Foute Prime. Your prescription for Cialis is ready. It's quite a lot, actually. It's quite a large order. Also, your case of Just for Men, along with the large bottle of KY jelly and your large box of Preparation H will also be available for you to pick up if you'd like to come in today or tomorrow and grab. Excuse me, just one second.
Sir, you cannot do that in the store. Please put that away.
I'm sorry, I have to go stop a party from getting started.
I prefer the openers midway through the show.
Yeah, I do too.
That's wicked.
But I think that that would be a very appropriate call if we did all live in a dorm together.
And maybe one day we will.
Yeah, there's every chance.
Three of you should already.
Yeah, it'd be a cheap, dirty, stinky dorm. I couldn't live with Craig. I can't do cats. I'm allergic.
Well,
what are you saying?
We sort that out. Run the bath. Sorry, Ted.
Hey, not very good swimmer, brother.
What? What's that?
No,
just like when you're holding your head underwater. I'm trying to get it back on track here. I'm trying to get this because we've been off track now for a while.
Yeah, it was a good one though. Good
it is Wednesday track. After all. It's a foundation show.
Foundation.
Toussaint Ricketts retired from
Toussaint,
football.
Toussaint, yeah.
Good for him. And he's jumping in the media world. God knows why he wants to do that. No. But, no, good servant for his country.
Good for him.
I was at the TFC unveiled Sean Johnson today. See, they unveiled him. I mean, it's not like he was under a blanket. And, you know, you're walking and here he is. We knew it was Sean Johnson beforehand. He speaks really well. Good presence about him.
Yeah, he seems like a good guy.
He does, yeah. He really does. So a busy, busy day for Canadian football, that's for sure.
The Danish player, too, got announced again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where does he stand? Like, give me...
Right beside the other centre-back.
Yeah. There'll be two of them, Dan.
How good is
sometimes,
he?
Sometimes
how good is this guy? How is this a steal? Is this a big...
Yeah, Jimmy, you want to break down...
No, I don't know.
You
want to
break down the Brøndby centre-back they signed today?
Well, Jimmy, am I asking two tough questions?
No, let's be honest. So, but, hey, Brøndby's a good club. It's a very good club. You're not a bad player if you're playing at Brøndby or Copenhagen and these types of clubs. So, you know, maybe he's just at a point now in his career. He wants a bit of a change, and MLS is a lifestyle that he's looking for, and Toronto could be a good fit for him. But we definitely need center backs. That's a fact. We know that. We need center backs. We need maybe another midfielder. We could do a striker. Goalkeeper, great. We got one. So you can see they're trying to put the pieces in place.
I love how Jimmy still refers to TFC as we. He's still part of that club, you know, first captain. First signing, I think. Well, too, right?
I support the club.
They couldn't give a fuck about Jimmy.
No, that's a fact.
Nice.
They don't give a shit, but no, I do support it. I would take my name off that wall there and take it home and put it in my front door.
Hey, Jimmy, the New Zealand's looking for a coach, apparently. Could do worse.
It's a bit too far, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's beautiful, New Zealand. You've been out like there before?
It's not like I can get back here in a weekend.
I love New Zealand.
No, I've never been.
Place. No,
that's one part. No, I haven't been or Australia. It's on the bucket list.
I had a New Zealand girlfriend when I lived in Australia. Kiwi girlfriend.
How long were you in Australia for?
7 months.
And where?
Surfers Paradise, Byron Bay, all that. Sydney,
Byron Bay.
Up to Brisbane.
Yeah.
Bomber's got kids all over
Gold Coast.
Place.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarter Asian looking
well,
people.
Listen, we could get our little dorm, our frat house in Australia. That would be all right, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Yeah.
The sun, heat, weather's good all year round.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
I'll tell the wife later on. But yeah, let's do it.
Fun. Why would you tell her? Let's just do a runner.
Going out to get some milk.
Yeah, gone.
I'll just FaceTime with my daughter. She'll be fine.
Yeah. Fine. Get a plastic bag, fill up with a pair of underwear and whatnot.
Yeah.
Make it all about the business. Just go, honey, I've got to go deliver some pies.
Or an R&D. Gone. R&D, man. Research and development. Right. A lot of pies out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, we've got a new pie for Super Bowl. Cheese and chili. It's delicious. Really good. Recommend that people get on the shamansproper.ca and buy one of them. Or two of them. Or three of them. Get lots. They're delicious. Anything else you want to get to before we say adieu?
Adieu?
Adieu.
No.
It's like buying in Guatemala.
A lot of the sentiment, though, it was interesting. There were a lot of people who were upset that he was leaving, but everyone thought he had done such a great job. So there was that sentiment was, you know, if you have to go, everyone seemed understanding about Herdman. And I found that kind of, you know, a really cool thing that everyone appreciated what he's done so far. So great that he's staying, but that sentiment of he's brought us further than anybody else. I thought that sentiment was really important.
There's also that was mixed with an excuse to hammer the CSA.
I got
that a lot from Twitter, but like nothing happened. The guy's still with Canada Soccer, but any excuse to destroy that organization, people would jump at, it seems. And that's still unfortunate.
Well, let's look on the bright side. We got some stability. We got a coach that's done very well. And may we continue success with this national team program, because there's a lot ahead.
Big year coming up.
Copa America, World Cup.
Amazing.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Fubo TV Footy Prime deal is over.
But still, you're not supposed to read the whole thing.
You're not
supposed to say FuboTV.com/FootyPrime.
Oh.
The deal is over, but still talk about it.
The deal as far as getting the discount.
Yes.
The not discount, our deal.
The 25. No, not our deal.
That was learning about shit.
Then you were supposed to say footybets.ca. Go to footybets.ca.
So we're still sponsored by North Star. And
well, we're trying to figure all that out, but we're giving them some free media if we're not. And then the last one is Amy Walsh back on Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Craig's away.
I want to get in. You know, great topic to discuss with Amy on Friday is I think the Saudi Arabian Tourism Board is whatever it's called, Tour Saudi, whatever it's called. They have signed a deal to sponsor the Women's World Cup.
Ooh.
Yeah. Can't go to a soccer match if you're a woman in Saudi Arabia.
No.
But we're going to sponsor it anyway. So we'll talk to Amy about that and much, much more. All right, everyone. Hope you enjoyed that. It was serious for a while. Then we went off the rails. Then we came back kind of football talky, off the rails, and then back again football talky. So overall, it was a good show. Craig, thank you. Jimmy, thank you. JC, Wonga. Thank you very much. We'll be back on Friday. Keep buying. Should I still say that? Keep buying newspapers?
Sure.
All right. Just do.
Everyone needs to read.
Laters.
Join the conversation on Twitter. Help us fill Wonger's mail sack at footy_prime.
What up, Primers? JC here. Can't get enough of Footy Prime the podcast? Why not head over to Footy Prime's YouTube? Head to youtube.com/footyprime for exclusive video content. Then make your way over to wearefootyprime.com for all things Footy Prime, including our official gear from Admiral and our One Ball Gin from Nickel 9 Distillery. And make sure to follow and subscribe across all platforms, from Twitter to Instagram to Facebook to TikTok. Footy Prime has got you covered for all things footy. Thanks so much for listening, and back to the show.